morning, everybody. Thank you to Russell and to Heather for inviting us to be part of this service, because it really is a joy to be amongst the international friends. We moved from Norfolk at the beginning of September, and we were part of a church that had a Portuguese-speaking congregation. So we had Brazilians and Portuguese, and Angolans, a whole variety of different nationalities who all speak Portuguese, as well as some Spaniards who it was close, and it was close enough. And every Christmas we used to have a wonderful, didn't we, Portuguese and Brazilian and Angolan meal over Christmas, all those. And for somebody like me who likes sweet things, they had the most wonderful puddings. And we are also friends with a church from Bulgaria, a church near Varna, a little place called Exakovo. And most years we go to Bulgaria and we enjoy the hospitality and the warmth and the humour of Bulgarians. And those of you who have not seen Bulgarian dancing before, you're in for a real treat this evening. But that was a really interesting video, wasn't it? Really well done. And I don't know whether you noticed, but one of the themes that was running through, it was about peace. And it finished there, didn't it? About Jesus being the Prince of Peace. But the question that occurs to me is, what difference has he made? He came as the Prince of Peace, and yet it seems to me that nothing has changed. When you look at the situation in Bethlehem, then how different is it? Part of that is our misunderstanding of the word. And those of you who are not from England and have learnt English, I expect you have some experience. I expect you had experiences as well when you were trying out your language. And sometimes you didn't quite understand, or what you said wasn't quite understood. And the word peace, actually, it comes from a Hebrew word for shalom. And when we, in England and Britain, when we talk about peace, we mean that something is missing. When we talk about peace, what isn't there? War or conflict. But in the Hebrew word, it's so much more, it's so much richer. It's about completeness. It's about wholeness. And it's about relationships. Have you ever been to a 3D movie? Ever been to a 3D movie, yeah? Remember many years ago when our boys were much smaller, we went to see a 3D experience. I remember at one point we had the glasses on, of course, and there were fish. These fish right in front of us. And then suddenly, in fact, I had to take the glasses off just to check they weren't there. And then suddenly this shark came out of the screen right towards us with its mouth open. And we all went like that. And the word shalom, the word peace, it's a three-dimensional word. And it's about our relationship. It's about our relationship with ourself, and our relationship with one another, and our relationship with God. Because Jesus came in order that we might have all those dimensions to our lives, growing and getting better and better. I don't know about you, when I think about my relationship with myself, some days, just need to go back, I think. Oh no, there we go. Some days I feel like that person there. Some days where everybody else seems to be having a good time, everybody else is happy, but somehow I can't enter into it. And however hard I try, there's something not quite right inside. I don't know about you, but sometimes, do you feel the need to achieve and to prove yourself to others? Are you content with who you are? Or do you find yourself kind of copying other people? Trying to be like others? Do you always need the latest thing? Have you got the iPhone whatever? Because, of course, at this time of year, that's what's being pushed on us all the time, isn't it, by the adverts? I suggest to you, that some of those things are symptoms of not being at peace with ourselves. Whereas if we're at peace with ourselves, we're content with who we are. If we're at peace with ourselves, we're content with where we are in life. If we're at peace with ourselves, we're content with what we've got. Jesus claims that he came to give us peace inside. He came to give us that stable, strong place in us that we can live out of, so that we can be secure people and enter into life. Shalom, peace, is also about peace with those around us. This is the kind of favourite image of Christmas, isn't it? The happy family. And it's in all our adverts, isn't it? Being part of a happy family. And in a happy family, you have well-behaved children. You have stress-free parents who are giving wonderful food and have provided the best presents. And there are happy, healthy grandparents. Everybody's happy. Everybody's having the time of their lives. But for many people, Christmas isn't like that, is it? But you see, in the happy family, nobody's ever grumpy. In the happy family, everybody got what they wanted and so much more. In the happy family, nobody's overspent or in debt. And in the happy family, you can drink as much as you like and you never have a hangover. And in the happy family, you can eat as much as you like and you never put any weight on. That would be nice, wouldn't it? But it's something that appeals to us. We know it's ridiculous, but it appeals to us because that image of the happy extended family, it's something we need. We all need a place of belonging. We all need community. And that's, bless you, that's a cough, isn't it? It's nearly gone. But that's what we all need, actually. It's what we long for, to be in community and to find our place in that community. And that's what Jesus, again, came to give us. The ability to be better in our relationships with one another. The ability to grow in that. The ability to restore relationships where they're damaged and spoiled. Jesus came to restore that sense of peace inside, to help us in our relationships with one another. But above all, the third dimension he came to restore is our relationship with God. Because actually it's out of that that the other things flow. It's out of our relationship with God that we discover security in ourselves. It's out of our relationship with God we discover how we can relate better with one another. Have you ever met anybody really irritating? Yeah. You see, Jesus can help us even live with them. He can. I won't go there. Right, okay. I remember many years ago, a man who was in his mid-60s telling a story that happened 60 years ago. And as he told the story, it was so powerful for him. It was as if it happened yesterday. The story was that as a little boy, he was on one of these great big ships. His parents worked overseas and he was coming back. And as a little boy, he was allowed to be, although it was past his bedtime, he was allowed with his pyjamas on to take his little teddy bear and go and stand and watch as they left the country and as they came back to Britain. And then something awful happened. Just as he turned, his teddy fell overboard. And it was as if he could still see it in his mind's eye, in slow motion, this precious toy disappearing forever. Something had been lost and could never be recovered. And the story of the Bible is like that. It starts like that. The beginning of the Bible is about two people who were physically and spiritually alive. We know what it's like to be physically alive, don't we? It means that we can interact with the physical world. It means that we enjoy eating. Do you enjoy eating? I think we're going to have some food later, aren't we? Yeah, we're going to enjoy that. You see, when it comes to food, this is just to get you ready. Okay. But We smell it. We see it. We taste it. We can interact with the physical world. Well, the first two people in the Bible, Adam and Eve, they could do that spiritually as well, you see. They were alive physically, and in the same way in which we interact with the physical world, they interacted with God. They knew God. They lived in a friendship with God. They shared their lives with him. They knew him, he knew them. Excuse me. And they lived this peace-filled, shalom-filled life where they knew God and God knew them. But then something spoiled that. That was lost forever and it could not be restored because of their disobedience. And they didn't know God anymore. They lost that. And the claim of the Bible is that we've all inherited that. We're physically alive, but we're spiritually dead. And we can't know God. We can take guesses, we can try and work it out. That's why Jesus came, to restore that relationship and to the possibility of having spiritual life again. Because what Jesus says is, I came and lived as a human being so that if you let me, I can put my life back in you. I can put spiritual life back in you. The Prince of Peace came to bring wholeness and completeness to our lives. So if we let him, he will put his life in us, which means that not only we experience three-dimensional life now, but we do forever. Because when we die physically, the life that is put in us goes on forever. Because you see, Jesus came to break the power of death once and for all. And the Bible says that Jesus has the keys of death. And at the end of our lives, he can unlock death and show us through into life that goes on forever. So the Prince of Peace came to bring us life, so that we can have fullness of life with him, with one another, and with ourselves. I wonder what you make of that. I wonder what you make of that. Some of you have heard that kind of message before. Some of you have received that message before, but somehow it hasn't grown. Maybe this Christmas you need to go back to God and say, I want to start again with you. Would you help me? Maybe you've heard that message lots of times at Christmases, and you've actually, the truth is, you've said no thank you. Could I ask you to just think, why have you said no thank you? Just think about that. But there are some of you who are thinking, do you know, I'd like to know a bit more about that. Well, the way to find out a bit more, actually, is to hang around with Christians and ask them some questions. Or maybe tonight you're thinking, do you know, I would like that. I would like that in my life now.